William Morrow and Harper Audio present Growing Things and Other Stories by Paul Tremblay. Performed by Sean Crisden, Graham Halstead, Cassandra Campbell, Sarah Naughton, Michael Crouch, and Caitlin Kelly. Tears water our growth. William Shakespeare. What terrified me will terrify others. Mary Shelley. Daddy's gonna show me the monsters. Mummy's gonna show me the creeps. The St. Pierre Snake Invasion. Sex, Dungeons, and Dragons.
Growing Things. 1. Their father stayed in his bedroom, door locked, for almost 2 full days. Now he paces in the mudroom, and he pauses only to pick at the splintering door jamb with a black fingernail. Muttering to himself, he shares his secrets with the weather-beaten door. Their father has always been distant and serious to the point of being sullen. But they do love him for reasons more than his being their sole lifeline. Recently, he stopped eating and gave his share of the rations to his daughters, Marjorie and Mary. However, the lack of food has made him squirrely, a word their mother, who ran away more than 4 years ago, used liberally when describing their father. Spooked by his current erratic behavior and feeling guilty, as if they were the cause of his suffering, the daughters agreed to keep quiet and keep away. Huddled in a living room corner, sitting in a nest of blankets and pillows, playing cards between the couch and the silent TV with its dust-covered screen. Yesterday, Mary drew a happy face in the dust, but Marjorie quickly erased it, turning her palm black. There is no running water with which to wash her hands. Marjorie is 14 years old, but only a shade taller than her 8-year-old sister. She says, "Story time." Marjorie has repeatedly told Mary that their mother used to tell stories, and that some of her stories were funny, while others were sad or scary. Those stories, the ones Mary doesn't remember hearing, were about everyone and everything. Mary says, "I don't want to listen to a story right now." She wants to watch her father. Mary imagines him with a bushy tail and a twitchy face full of acorns. Seeing him act squirrely reinforces one of the few memories she has of her mother. It's a short one, I promise. Marjorie is dressed in the same cut-off shorts and football shirt she's been wearing for a week. Her brown hair is black with grease, and her fair skin is a map of freckles and acne. Marjorie has the book in her lap. All Around the World. "All right," Mary says. But she won't really listen. She'll continue to watch her father, who digs through the winter closet, throwing out jackets, itchy sweaters, and snow pants. As far as she knows, it is still summer. The vibrant colors of Marjorie's book cover are muted in the darkened living room. Candles on the fireplace mantel flicker and dutifully melt away. Still, it is enough light for the sisters. They are used to it. Marjorie closes her eyes and opens the book randomly. She flips to a page with a cartoon New York City. The buildings are brick red and sea blue, and they crowd the page, elbowing and wrestling each other for the precious space. Mary has already colored the streets green with a crayon worn down to a nub smaller than the tip of her thumb. They are so used to trying not to disturb their father, Marjorie whispers, "New York City is the biggest city in the world, right?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?